There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37. Let's see, 855-99-37569. Just got a little ahead of myself. You know why? Because I was thinking that next weekend is Oscars, so we'll have to do an Oscar pick day on Friday, maybe. Today, however, I'm live. Manny's live. Which means together, we are here for you at 855-99-37569. It is President's Day. President's Day is really interesting because there are four presidents that are actually born in the month of February. And for sure, President's Day will never fall on any of their birthdays. Which is pretty interesting if you think about it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty...
It's a short month. There are four. So four out of 28... is one out of, seven? Is that right? Yeah, one out of seven, which is 15%. So the odds are, you know, at least one in seven that it would fall on one of their birthdays, and it doesn't, because it's the third Monday in February. So by definition, it can't be Lincoln's. It can't be Washington's, because Washington's is the 22nd. Can't be Tyler's. So there you go. Can't be anybody's. So they made sure that nobody was favored by having their birthday being on President's Day. I mean, it's like doing calendar Sudoku, right? You have to figure out what it can't be.
Yeah.
All right. Today is also, thank goodness, National Almond Day. I don't know what that means. And Do a Grouch a Favor Day. I'm a great fan of Do a Grouch a Favor Day almost any day because it's just such a way of proving that you are Mr. or Mistress or Master of your own destiny. I'm not talking about 50 Shades of Grey or even 50 Shades of Brown. I'm just saying that most people who are grouchy because they figure nobody likes them. They're going to go eat worms. So if you're just nice to them, you can kind of turn them into a forever friend. And you can smile at them. The other thing, the two other little tidbits that I wanted to pass along, which I've sort of been thinking about and hadn't really gotten around to talking with you all about, but on I suppose a holiday brings it out in me. That first of all, do you know what you can do if you're feeling really lousy, just for yourself? This is so simple. I mean, you can take a warm shower, you can meditate, you can have a chocolate ice cream cone, but just smile. It turns out that there's this huge feedback loop between the muscles in your face and endorphins in your brain. And you don't even have to do a big guffaw. All you have to do is sort of do a little Mona Lisa smile. Just try it the next time. Do it now. Just try a little smile. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, it instantly changes your mood. It's so simple. It's so easy. And it's yours. Okay, that's my number one President's Day gift to you. The second one is, you know, people talk about mindfulness all the time. I don't use that term. I try really hard not to use psychobabble on y'all or on anybody. But the best example I can give you of mindfulness is a raisin. Wait for it.
Okay.
Put a raisin in your mouth. Because most of us, you know, not just one. Most of us, we take raisins, take a handful, right? Mm-hmm. Or we're eating with our bran flakes in the morning. One raisin. And you put it in your mouth, and you savor it. You sort of figure out its texture, its taste, its smell, and you just let it sit in your mouth and just sort of be aware of it. And it's a great example of how to tune into things that we ordinarily don't tune into at all. I mean, most of us have some experience with raisins, right? But, I mean, think about it. If I said to you, all right, tell me about raisins. You'd say, they're wrinkly. They come from grapes. I guess they're kind of sweet. But, I mean, just sort of figure out all the things you can say or learn or experience about a raisin, one raisin in your mouth. Okay? And it's a great exercise for mindfulness of just staying in the moment, not letting anything else distract you. getting the most out of an experience. So those are my two little President's Day's post Valentine's Day gifts for you. Oh, if any of you got engaged, call up and tell me. If any of you broke up, that's the other thing that happens on Valentine's Day. No ring, goodbye. Those are my two. Is a smile. Doesn't have to be much of a smile, just a baby smile and a raisin. Don't try doing it at the same time. You just become overcome with glee, and I couldn't be responsible for that. Okay, on this day, historically, kind of an interesting day historically. It's kind of a potpourri. All right, so we already know it's President's Day and has been since 1971. Can you believe it? That's been 40-some years. Is that true? 44 years? Isn't 1971 the Uniform Monday holiday?
Yeah.
So it's 44 years. Jeez Louise.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of kids have school off today, and some of them have the entire week. I think they used to call it teachers.
Entire week, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they used to call it, it's not winter, maybe it's winter break. Because not Christmas break, that's obviously up in over Christmas until usually the first week in January.
Mm-hmm. That's usually more
than
2 weeks.
And then they call it teacher's preparation. I don't know why they have to prepare stuff in February. I think it's just teacher exhaustion day.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a long time between between holidays. You know,
I don't remember ever getting, in my grade school years, I don't remember ever getting an entire week off that week of President's Day.
No, just the day?
Yeah, just the day usually.
No, I think we used to, of course, and apparently in Boston, except I don't know if it's this year or this school year, they've already had 9 snow days.
Man, wow.
Well, and you have to have a certain number of days to get certified. So it means, yeah. But I don't know that they got today. Well, today is President's Day, so they probably got today off and are hoping it doesn't snow ever again. Good luck, Boston.
Do they backload those days for the end of the year then, or how do they?
Yeah, they can. They can keep kids in school longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened every once in a while in Colorado for the same reason. Colorado is really, I mean, it's just one of those really weird things is Boston usually, I mean, Boston always gets more snow than New York, although a couple of years ago it didn't. But Colorado's really hurting because they don't have any, and Boston's really hurting because they've got so much. I remember one year going up, deciding to go skiing in upstate New York. And upstate New York, you know, always has like 40,000 feet of snow. And they didn't. I went to go skiing, and there was sort of naked ground.
Hmm.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. I don't know. I think what you do is check out your vacation plans with me, and wherever I'm going, you don't go, because I don't have very good luck about weather on vacation. All right, today in history. In 1838, Kentucky passed a law permitting women to attend school under conditions. Certain conditions. Unclear what the conditions were. Probably the daddy said it was okay. Man... in 1852, the Studebaker brothers had a wagon company, which was a precursor to the automobile manufacturer, was established.
Hmm.
Good people who are good at transitions.
Yeah.
In 1874, the silver dollar became legal U.S. tender.
There we go.
Pretty interesting. In 1909, the first subway car with side doors goes into service in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they... entered from the front or the back.
Okay.
Like trains, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the trains now have side doors, but not the same way.
Right.
Stand clear of the closing doors. In 1950, the longest running primetime game show, What's My Line, began on CBS.
Okay.
Which was actually part of a documentary I saw over the weekend, which is called The Honest Liar, which I'll tell you about later. Fidel Castro became premier of Cuba after Batista was overthrown on January 1st. So it took 6 weeks for Fidel to take over the reins. 1959. He's got to be one of the long, if not, he's got to be the longest reigning, other than what, Queen Elizabeth. But I think Queen Elizabeth was, we should check that out, when Elizabeth started and Fidel Castro.
Okay.
Who came in first? Beatles rock charts with Please Please Me. 855, and the hockey National Hockey League canceled the entire season in 2005.
I remember that.
Oh, me too. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. You know, I figured because it's President's Day that we can do two things. We can deal with some crummy behavior of other people so we can all feel somewhat better about ourselves. And I have actually two examples of it, which are both pretty, let's see if I can, wait a minute, I have to find it again. All right, here we go. This is why one needs to be careful of social media, for example, like Instagram. All right, Delaney Walker, who is a tight end, his end may be a little less tight than it was, got his girlfriend. Here's what she did. He on his Instagram, it says, "This is my girlfriend / fiance of 10 years. Her name is Racine. I broke up with her just a few days ago, like I do every February, because I have no self-control in the off-season. I'm a celebrity, and she no longer looks good enough for my image while I'm not playing football. She's also 4 months pregnant, so I figured it was the perfect time to take advantage of her. I've been canoodling around Nashville like a woman of loose morals, telling everyone that I'm single even though we planned this child and have been asking her to marry me for the past 5 years. I led her to believe that I'm trustworthy when I'm really a huge liar who does tricks like a dog for any sort of attention at others' expense because I only care about myself and my image. I'm just on this ride called life to see what all I can get instead of valuing what I have. I value the opinion of other females more than hers, and for some reason Racine won't marry me. Guess it's because I'm just too good looking. Oh well. I sent her 4 dozen roses today. Hope that cheers her up. We'll see. All jokes aside, surprise Delaney, you are having a girl. Congratulations. Love, Racine."
Yeah. Boy.
Oops. I mean, do you think people like him are going to even be embarrassed by that?
I don't know. I guess it depends on his personality, you know? I mean, I guess it depends.
One would hope that underneath all that, there is kind of a reasonable, nice person who says, "Gee, maybe I should look at this."
Mm-hmm. I'm sure his the moment that, because obviously, you know, we know what happened here. She got into his Instagram and pulled this, and but it's. I'm sure his phone blew up afterwards. I'm sure a lot of people that.
Well, there were 62 likes on it.
yeah. So.
Well, and it should give one at least pause about. I mean, I don't know whether hacking is the right term on this one. There's a news story that says that hackers have ripped off banks for $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something. I remember in the elders. I mean, there was the famous story of the bank clerk. It's one of the reasons that bankers now have to take 3 weeks vacation at a time, so they can check out their accounts. Because there's a famous story in I think the late 80s, early 90s, where a bank IT guy just wrote a program that took I think a 0.1%. Or a 0.1%. He rounded, because, you know, interest is compounded, and like let's say that you were paid 0.01%, 0.001%, no, so 0.0%, 1%. So it's a 0.1%. It's awful. You can't get any interest on savings right now. Mm-hmm. But, and so that's going to turn out to be a decimal figure, and banks tend, I think, to round, I don't even know if they round up or down. It doesn't make any difference. What he did was they must round down, because otherwise it makes no sense. Let's say that the interest you were paid was $1.43.8642. He would just take the last digit of that and put it into his own account. Well, you know, when you get like 4 decimal points and then a 2, it's not much money. But if you take it for all the accounts in the bank month after month after month after month after month, it's a lot of money. And it's not that it's taking it away from the saver, from the client. It's taking it away from the bank. And so it was one of those stories that nobody wanted to publicize because basically the bank were the victim, and very few people feel sorry for banks. So they didn't publicize it because they didn't want other people to figure out a way to do this. But now hacking, and presumably you could do the same thing. All right, this is another stupid men behaving badly story, and women behave badly too. These just happen to both be men. This is in honor of the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary. It says he's not Chevy. It uses an unpleasant word. He's a jerk. A history of Chevy Chase's horrific behavior. And Bill Murray said, "When you become famous, you've got like a year or two where you can act like a real jerk." You can't help yourself. It happens to everybody. You've got like 2 years to pull it together or it's permanent. He was talking about Chevy Chase, his opponent in a famous backstage fist fight. Did you know that they got in a fist fight backstage?
I did not know that.
No. I did not either. The two are friendly, and it seems as though Murray wanted to imply that Chase has pulled himself together following his sudden rise to fame. But by most accounts, Chevy Chase's jerkdom was permanent. He's hard at work creating new legends of his own idiocy as the old stories become more widely known. Unloading on a nervous intern who spilled a small amount of Coca-Cola in front of Chase and Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels, why don't you just... Well, he suggested an unpleasant act. It's not the most unpleasant act. If you don't want to hunt down anecdotes of Chevy screaming at interns between the hundreds of thousands of words that have been written about Saturday Night Live, his weirdly public ongoing spats with actors and writers, and the unbelievably icky and petty interviews he's given over the years, there's plenty of evidence that Chevy Chase is a jerk. So they said, if you've got any Chevy Chase stories, send them to me. Apparently, in his first season, he got a mad John Belushi, Al Franken, Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner, and the whole cast and writing staff of Saturday Night Live were unhappy with him because he was viciously effective, put down artist, the sort who could find the one thing somebody was sensitive about, a pimple on the nose, and then kid about it mercilessly. In meetings, he'd smirk at writer suggestions and say, gee, I don't think that's very good at all. As the show, and in particular, Chevy took off, his co-workers accused him of not giving them enough credit in the interviews. He was also doing too much coke and spending too much of his time bragging about his fame and ordering people around. Then he ticked off Johnny Carson. Carson said Chevy couldn't ad-lib a fart after a baked bean dinner. After he dismissed Chatter, he could be the next Carson by telling New York, I'd never be tied down for 5 years interviewing TV personalities. Then he got Lorne Michaels mad at him. Lorne and Chevy were close friends until Chevy, without warning, decided to leave the show at the end of his contract and do a handful of primetime specials for NBC, severing his relationship with Bernie Brillstein, the manager he shared with Lorne, and signing with William Morris. He was a scumbag the way he left, deceitful, dishonest about the whole thing. While he was leaving, money, lots of money. Then he married Jacqueline Carlin. After he left the show, filed for divorce 17 months later, citing threats of violence, then cited his engagement and impending marriage to Carlin as a reason for leaving Saturday Night Live. Apparently, he made everybody mad at him, and their whole list of all the stuff that he, all the people that he made unhappy.
Wow.
Which just proves the difference between your public persona and your private persona. I plan to be a stinker my entire life. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold
standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bit Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Andrea, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It's I feel like my question, it's not, I don't know if it's a question. It's sort of like, how, if you have any advice for me. It sounds like a question that a 20-year-old would ask, but I'm in my 40s. But
okay.
I do not get along well with people for some reason, and I have no friend. I have one friend, and I have my sister and my mom. And actually, I don't think they would even like me if they weren't my family. I fight with them a little bit once in a while, not too much, but I'm just.
What do you think? Are you single or married?
I'm married.
Okay.
People just don't seem to like me. People don't seem to warm up to me. I think that I should, when I think about it, I think, well, just get over it. I'm maybe just not a person that attracts people. But
well,
I wish that I could be a fly on the wall.
All right, okay. So, yeah, be a fly on the wall and tell me how you, if you were the fly on the wall, how you would describe yourself in terms of interaction with other people. Do you make eye contact?
Yes, I do. I knew you were going to ask that, and I go over that in my head, and I think that I behave properly, and then, yeah, that doesn't really help you. Let me think. I can't think of anything that I'm doing wrong.
Let's not assume that you're doing anything wrong necessarily. Do you like other people? Give me an example.
Idea. I'll give you an example. I do go, I have small kids, so I go to play groups, and I'm involved with some school stuff, but that's as far as it goes. So there's been times where I've thought that maybe the person that maybe we could be friends, maybe because we have kids similar ages or something, they mentioned that maybe they'd be interested in, so I'll invite them for a play date, and it's pretty much like I think I probably have to ask half a dozen times before I finally convince them to come over, and then they come, and then I think we have a good time, and they say they have had a good time, and the kids have a good time, and I will never hear from them again.
Okay.
And then if I see them again, they won't even make eye contact with me. Like, they want to be like, I do not want her to talk to me.
Okay. What are you looking for in a friend? What are the characteristics? If you could describe the perfect friend for you, tell me what that's.
Yeah, okay.
Would be.
I would say somebody who's into their kids, and maybe somebody who likes to, talk about their kids or talk about their husbands or, talk about some personal things or...
Andrea.
Okay.
I think that's going to limit the number of people. It means, by definition, you're only going to be talking with parents, with married parents, basically.
Yeah, that's true. I would like to just be with other moms who have kids who are...
The thing is, there probably needs to be something to talk about other than children. I mean, whether it's movies or recipes or...
No, I'm up for all that, too. Yep, I'm very broad.
Well, but do you bring... I mean, if you and I were going to go out for lunch and you were going to talk with me, what three things do you think you think would be interesting to you and interesting to me?
Well, if it was actually you, well, of course, I'd be picking your brains about different topics. But, okay, if you were just a person, yeah, I'd talk about, stuff you hear on the radio, maybe an accident, a crazy accident that happened, or maybe I'd talk about some concert that I knew was going on. Wouldn't that be neat to go to? Yeah, I think I'd talk about a variety.
Let me help you with, at least at the beginning of this.
I let people say what they're interested in. I feel like when it's actually happening that it's a back and forth.
Okay. Andrea, I'm not trying to make you defensive here. I'm just trying to give you some different skills here. First of all, if you're going to go out for lunch with me and we're going to be friends, picking my brain would be the wrong place to start. I know. I'm just teasing you. But the point being, because I want to make a point here, that picking my brain would be really helpful for you, but there's not a whole lot in that for me. And part of what friendship is really requiring is for it to be mutually beneficial.
Yes. So I really make sure that I do that with a new friend. I let them tell them about themselves. Actually, I think it actually ends up being that I do totally let them talk about themselves, and I compliment them on how great they think they are, and that's good, and I'm happy for them.
Right,
but then after a while... Okay.
Well, but Andrea, look, I'll tell you what. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to look around and see if there's a great books discussion group, if there's an adult education class, of something you'd like to take. Because what I want you to do is get beyond the scope of kids and husband. And I know that's your comfort zone, but it's going to be... And so you have something... Look, the best way...
I do have another scope. I'm into horses, and I had a few horse friends, and they've all petered out, or they got mad at me for something. And
Andrea, look, when people get mad at you for something, that's a very valuable resource for you of saying to somebody, look, explain to me what I did wrong. Because somebody mad at you means by definition you did something. And if you did something and you're saying you have a difficult time with friendships, it may be that they can give you some insight. It may be that they think that because, let's say, for the first couple of times you're with them, you let them talk about themselves. And then one day you started talking about yourself, and they didn't want you to do that because you'd already set up the relationship. Is, I'm the listener, you're the talker. I don't know what it is, but what I'd really love you to do is to find something where you're learning something, because learning means that we all have to pay attention. Learning means that there's not going to be somebody who knows more about than you know, because you're both taking a class or doing something at the same time, and you have something in common that's not your children, and it's not a role. It's not mom. It's not wife. It's we're learning to do oil paints, or we're doing pottery, or we're learning about, you know, third century Aztec art. I mean, something. So that the two, and then you can start talking about what happened in class, and that's something the two of you'll have in common. And you don't go directly to friendship. That acquaintanceship is kind of the middle ground where you have something in common that you share, and then you find that you have similar sensibilities about something. And the sensibilities may be how you raise your kids, or how your husbands don't put the seat down on the John, or how both of you are working for the same political candidate. But I would start finding some activity that's new to you and new to somebody else. And as I said, take a class, join a discussion group, maybe do some volunteer activity that has nothing to do with either kids or husbands. And so you have something that you're going to share by definition in common with people there. And don't limit yourself to people who are the same age that you are, the same sex that you are, the same anything that you are. Just look for people that share that interest in whatever it is, the class that you're taking or the work that you're doing, and start there. Because I think that friendship is just like every other skill. I think some people are better at tennis than other people, but you can get better at tennis by practice, especially if you have the right sort of.
Yeah, but the friends that I want, I do want another mom friend with kids who's married. I want a friend like how I am. That's what I want.
Well, but Andrea, you may have to start with something other than talking about kids, because I think that we're all interested in our own kid, and nobody has any interest at all in anybody else's kid. So that's going to be a very limiting kind of thing to do. And you may find yourself getting competitive, you know, that your kid's smarter or my kid's smarter. I don't think it's the place to start.
I don't do that. But okay, I'm gonna take what you said, and
just find something. I think, and look, the best way to have a friend is to be a friend to somebody, to figure out what you're looking for in a friend. And usually what we're looking for in a friend is somebody who shares, who listens, who's fun to be around, who doesn't interrupt us, who reaches out to us. And, you know, and it takes a while to develop a friendship. And I think that you can't be desperate about it, because desperation doesn't work, because people are afraid that
you're going to think I'm being hopeless, but I've been in this area for 10 years, and I feel like I have way less acquaintances and friends than I had when I first came to the area. It just seems
But I think the part of it is that you may have that tunnel vision. Is she has to be just like me, and she has to have kids, and she has to have a husband, and that's going to be very limiting. And nothing else is going to be very limiting in terms of time. That people are married, you know, have marriages to worry about. That people have kids, have kids to worry about. And again, I think kids as a basis, as friendship, can be very dicey. Because if your kids are better behaved, or as I said, one of my best friends and I nearly broke up our friendship because her kid bit my kid, which really wasn't the problem. I mean, kids bite, that didn't bother me. But her response to it made me really question our friendship, because she said to her kid, "If you do that again, I'm going to feed you to the sharks." And so, and the kid was about, my daughter, I think, was about a year and a half, which I think her kid was about a year older than that, a little over two, which is when that biting starts. And my response, not to her son, was, you know, just, you can't do that. But her response was either so over the top of, what does it mean if your mother will feed you to a shark? Or the kid knew that mom was kidding, which means that there was no penalty attached at all to biting my kid. And so here was somebody with whom I was already a friend, and our kids, or how she responded as a mom, was going to be the end of our friendship if I wasn't careful. So I just stayed away from her when she was around her kids, so I didn't have to worry about her parenting, and we're still sort of friends. Although, interestingly enough, our friendship got into trouble again when she had a granddaughter that was a very challenged child, and I thought how she was dealing with it was nutty. So we just, you know, we agreed to disagree. I would never tell her that. So I think the idea that kids are going to be the basis for a friendship is very dicey. I wouldn't start there. I would start with something other than kids.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me about whatever is on your mind. We are reiterating that we are here live, even though you may get the day off. We don't get the day off. And we're only semi-whiny about it, right? We're not that whiny. Besides, it's cold out. I don't know what cold has to do with whining. If you whine when you're cold, it's like your mother said, that your face will freeze that way, which is really not a very good idea. Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. All right, so this is kind of a response to a certain extent to Anna's call about her 25-year-old. And, I mean, I certainly, you know, when people, I've been doing this for a long time, and So it's been a terrific platform to kind of watch how this country has changed sociologically over the last basically quarter of a century. Wow, that sounds like a long time, doesn't it? And when I first started, I used to get a whole lot of calls about the empty nest syndrome. You know, my kids left for school, and, you know, my wife and I are alone for the first time, and, you know, what do we do? And now I'm certainly getting an equal, if not larger, number of calls about the crowded nest syndrome of, I cannot get my kid to leave. And as you can hear from talking with Anna, part of my issue is, you know, don't set this up so that it's in your kid's best interest to stay there. If they're not being charged room and board, if you take them to movies all the time, you pay for their cell phone, you pay for their car, that there's not much of a motivation to go out there and get a job. And I know jobs are tough to come by, but, you know, anytime we say, well, there's, you know, tough jobs, you know, nobody has a job. And statistically, that's not borne out these days. Statistically, the economy allegedly is in much better shape than it was, than it's been for the last, what, six or seven years. But even when things, even in 2008, which was kind of the nadir, that there were people who had 14 jobs. So be a little careful of making that assumption that nobody can get a job. And I'll come back and talk a little bit about how you can head this problem off as early as 5 or 6 when we come back. All right. Marianne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well today. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about, I have a sister who expects me to drop everything and run to her aid when she's never done it for me. And I got a couple of things I wanted to say about it, but she's on a walker and a cane, and she expects me and my brother to go and she's got 3 animals, clean her house and take care of her animals, walk her dog, and I work. My brother's retired, but he lives far away from her. I live about 12 miles. But I'm
is this an older sister or younger sister?
She's my twin sister.
Your twin. Identical, yes. Or fraternal?
Identical.
She was probably born 2 minutes before you were.
Exactly right.
All right, yeah. She called me
today and said, well, I know people's true colors.
That's the kind of, you know, I can make you feel guilty if you're not doing what I want you to be doing. Don't worry about that part. You already know what your true colors are. So, you know, people will try and manipulate us. Has this been a lifelong issue of your sister sort of trying to convince you to do whatever she wants you to do?
Yeah, a lot of my relatives say she's always done this to you.
All right, so there are two ways of looking at this, Cookie. Number one is, how do we change your sister? Which is going to be difficult. How old are you?
61.
Okay. I mean, people change, but they don't change necessarily because we want them to, and they don't necessarily change in the way we want them to, which means I got to change you, all right? So, and the good news is that it's a lot easier for you to change your behavior than it is going to be to change hers, right? Because she is, you know, she's going to be resistant, and you and I can at least talk about how we do this. So give me an example of something. Does your sister have financial problems?
Yes and no. She said one breath she says she doesn't, and one breath she says she does. So, and yeah, she's losing her job that she's unable to do now because she can't walk.
And why can't she walk?
Back problem. She's going to the doctors. First she said she had a Baker's cyst, and then she's going to the doctor. But another thing, a cousin had invited me on a cruise, and I went, and she said we stabbed her in the back because we didn't. I did tell her we were going, but when the
actual... No, it wasn't that you didn't tell her. It's that she wanted to go.
Yeah.
She wanted to be invited. All right, listen. Let me give you an overview. All right, and then we'll focus on this, and we may need to hold... Can you hang on for me into next hour if we need for you to?
Yes.
Great. All right, here's the overview. All right, and the good news is that you're going to be able to chew on it a little bit before we sort of... Because I'm going to start it out, then you get to think about it, and then we'll come back to it. of it is your sister manipulates you by making you feel guilty. She can only push the guilty button if you own the guilty button. So the first thing you're going to have to do is be a little stupid and cheerful, because when she says, "You stabbed me in the back," you have several options. One is to say, "No, I didn't," at which point she's going to argue with you. One is to feel intensely guilty of, "Well, yeah, you know, I did this without asking, and I knew at the time I probably should have said something," at which point she wins. Or, here's a third option. You can laugh hilariously and say, "You know what, you've always had the world's best sense of humor. You are just, you know, I could always count on you to come up with a clever perspective. There is the first one of saying, "No, I didn't," she's just going to argue with you. So that's just going to get nastier and nastier, and she's going to go through all the examples for your whole shared life of things that you did that didn't make her happy. And so you're going to lose on that one. If she succumbs in pushing your guilt button, then you're going to say, "Oh, you're right, I'm a terrible person," and she's going to continue to tell you you're a terrible person. So I would not encourage you to do the first one or the second one. If you're going to do the second one, at least say to her, "How can I make it up to you?" But I guarantee you what she's going to say is, "You can't, and I know you're going to do this again." So neither of those approaches are going to work. The third approach of saying, "Ah, you have such a great sense of humor." Now, your stomach may be in knots at that moment, but that isn't the point. The point is, by laughing hilariously and just not meanly, to say, "Oh, you have such a great sense of humor," then there's nothing she can do about that. And she can sputter and say, "No, you don't understand, I wasn't kidding," and say, "See, your sense of humor, it's just so dry." You know, and there's absolutely no way of defending yourself about that she can. And then the two of you can talk about, "Listen, kiddo, you don't invite me on everything. I don't invite you on everything." And you don't even have to go there, because she knows that. She's just saying, "I want to be included on everything." And my guess is that she probably did better in school than you did, but you were always the one who had friends, because you're a little easier to get along with. And in theory, birth order when you're identical twins doesn't make any difference, but it does. And she's the dominant twin, and it's always been the dominant twin. You've always been the popular one that everybody liked. So there's no reason to feel guilty about that. It is what it is. But you can understand, "Oh, I just used one of those irritating expressions." But you don't have to continue to play into it. All right. You sort of munch on that notion. I'll be back to you in a couple minutes, and we'll talk about how you specifically could deal with your sister, right? And the issue about walking the dogs and whatever. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY and Dr. Joy Brown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
"Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?"
Surprised you got through, you squeak out,
"Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold."
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
"Jason from Minnesota, you're up."
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.